You know, obviously there's a level of commitment to the organization on both sides. You know, I was obviously very interested in staying here through the long haul. And, you know, obviously Jeffrey Lurie, Howie, the organization, the coaches, everybody felt that I fit the chemistry of the team, where they wanted to go in the future. So we were able to work out a deal.
Why 7 years?
Why 7 years?
Yeah.
I don't really know. I just kind of, they told me what the numbers were, and I was like, you know, that sounds pretty good to me. I think the longer for me, the better, because I really, truly don't really want to play for any other organization. I'm happy with the city, this team, these coaches. You know, I'm really excited to be here, and I have been since day one.
But Jason, if for your own personal value, you could still be here under another contract after it seems like 7 years. Gave up a chance to hit it bigger.
Yeah, I mean, potentially. But again, I think I've got at this point more than enough money to be comfortable. You know, I wear sweatpants and T-shirts every day, so I don't know. I don't wear jewelry or anything. I don't know that I need that much, but this is certainly more than enough to live comfortably. I'm just happy to be here. Happy to be here through the long haul. Really excited. I think the biggest thing that we've seen over the last really 2 days is you've seen a lot of guys re-signing. And I think it really shows how genuinely enthused, and I think I speak for the whole team when I say this, that everybody is with where the organization is going, where this team is going. You know, it feels like there's been a revitalization of the whole culture here, and it's really exciting to be a part of it.
In the team statement, they spoke about the value you have on and off the field. You just spoke for the team just now. Mm-hmm. How much do you view over these next few years you kind of becoming one of the faces of the team and in the locker room really filling that leadership void?
Well, you know, I think leadership and all that comes with, that comes with experience and time. Obviously, I've been here for 3 years, and I've developed a lot of chemistry and a lot of cohesiveness along not just the line, but through everybody that's here. And, you know, through that, you just, the harder you work every single day, the more guys respect and trust who you are. And, you know, the more that feeds off on other guys, I think. So, you know, this, even though I'm getting more money now, it's probably not going to change up my approach too much. I think I'm still going to be the same guy, come here, work hard every single day, try to improve, and hopefully that'll rub off on other guys.
Jason, what does it mean to have pretty much everybody on the offensive line signed for at least the next 2-3 years?
I mean, that's huge. I think offensive line, probably more than any other position group, really relies upon each other. You know, it's always a very tight-knit group, and we have a tight, close group of guys in our room. So, I'm excited to be able to work with not just the starters, but the guys that we have in the wings waiting to get their chance. I think we really have a great group led by an outstanding coach, Jeff Stoutland. And, you know, I think this offensive line is in a great position to be successful.
What about your relationship with Chip and having him as your coach? What kind of part did that play in your decision to sign such a long-term contract?
It was huge. I think Chip, as soon as he got here, like I touched on a little bit earlier, but the culture that he brings, just, you know, this ever-changing, ever trying to improve yourself, not just as a player, but as a teammate, as a leader, as a person. I think that whole thing that's pounded in your head over and over again, that's really kind of who I like to – that's what I try and be like as a player and as a person. So, you know – ever since Chip has got here, I feel like the culture shifted, and it's really been an exciting time for us.
Jason, the incident last summer with Riley obviously could have gone in a different direction.
Yeah.
What needed to happen for him to be accepted, and do you feel like he is accepted by everyone in the locker room now?
I do feel like he's accepted by everyone in the locker room. Obviously, I can't speak for everybody, but I think that the biggest point is that, you know, it was handled obviously, it was a terrible situation, but Riley right away came forward, said he was wrong, made a mistake, and all that. You know, I think guys were able to, just through time and just being with him and understanding who he actually was, that it kind of diffused and got out of the headlines. So, you know, at this point, it's really a non-factor. I don't really think it's not brought up anymore, and it really doesn't need to be.
Have you done much reflection recently as you get ready to sign this on 3 years ago, coming in as a nobody? And
well, I think even back to my college days, it really starts. You think about high school and kind of how that whole transition has happened. And obviously, it's been a long way. And, you know, I've been very fortunate to be with outstanding coaches who I felt have helped me get here, great teammates and players who have helped me become better. And, you know, it's one of those things where anybody that ever makes it, it's not solely you. You know, you have a big part to do with it, but I feel like I was put with a lot of good people surrounding me that helped me.
There's been talk, the importance of the center position on the offensive line. Everyone's talking about how big the tackles are. I think Mike Mack said recently that he's probably the second most important position. Do you think that factored into a little bit the how much money you got on the market, or is it more or your value in terms of the overall value?
Yeah, I don't really know. I think from an individual standpoint, I put a good product on the field in terms of playing. But I think you're right. I think the center position more than the only other position on the offense that really is comparable, I guess, would be quarterback in terms of controlling multiple positions. The center position, you're in charge of a lot. It's not just you. And so I think the more continuity you can have at a position like that, I think it helps out units in general.
Is it even more important in this offense, this tempo offense, where you got to make quick decisions on the line so rapidly?
Yeah, I think that was something that definitely through last training camp and preseason that I had to get used to pretty quickly. And it's definitely a different mindset. You got to get up there and make a decision quick. You don't have time to really assess the whole situation in certain circumstances. But I think that directing traffic in a higher pace tempo is a little bit more difficult, yeah.
And Jason, you've had essentially 2 years and two games of film now, and you're being paid as a top five center. Where is your ceiling compared to where you are now?
Well, I think I had a good year last year. I think I can still improve. Just got done. I've been working out pretty much since about 2 weeks after the season ended. I want to be a little bit heavier, a little bit stronger next year. I think that can improve some areas of my game. And, it's just like I was talking about earlier, this whole culture about trying to improve yourself as a player continuously. There's always something you can do to get better. That's really what I've adopted.
Did you talk much to Nick this offseason? Can you kind of brief us on how he was doing? Put in the same hours?
Well, Nick's a hard worker. He might not be here right now, but he's definitely working to improve his game just through knowing him. And I'm sure he won't be along too much longer. He's always kind of poking his head around. But, I just talked to him today. You know, he sent his, congratulations and all that. But, it's the same thing. Nick has adopted that philosophy as well. He's always, whether it's here, whether it's Oregon, wherever he's at, Arizona, who knows. But he's always trying to get better.
You tweeted out a picture earlier of a core group of guys that were working out. Has that been the way it's been most of this offseason? And how does that foster relationship within the locker room going forward for certain guys on this team?
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I think that me as an individual, I think that when I'm lifting with other guys, especially players on the same team, I feel like you push each other, you make each other work harder. There's one day where you might not want to run, and all of a sudden the other guy's like, no, we should probably go do this, and that just, get you to do it, rather than when you're by yourself, you kind of skip out on maybe one or two sets or one or two runs, which per day over the long haul, that ends up making up a big difference. So I think that the organization here has really done a big effort over the last 2 years to put people on this team, in this organization, that have a genuine desire to improve and to get better. And the people that are here on this team now, I firmly believe each day, whether they're here or not, they're trying to improve, get better, work out, do whatever they can to make this team better as a whole.
You said the signings impact the guys who from the 2012 class, because there are a lot of them who have made a lot of contributions. What do you think they see out of this?
Well, I think they see that if you go out there, work hard, you do things right on and off the field, that this organization will reward you, and I think that's huge. I think whenever you see an organization that pays back players that do things the right way, as a young guy, that fuels the fire even more.
You said get heavier and stronger. Do you have a target number you want to get in mind for next season?
The coaches and the sports science department, they all kind of control that. No targets set in place right now. Right now we're in a phase called, I guess it would be bulking season, if you want to put it that way. But hypertrophy is the science word, but I don't really know what that means. So right now I'm just trying to put on as much muscle as possible. We'll worry about the weight as we get closer to training camp.
What did you play out last season?
I was between 285 and 295. I've fluctuated throughout. So it was kind of my weight's something that I can't continuously have to watch. I wasn't born a heavy guy. That's something that I have to keep pounding into myself. So I would definitely like to be heavier next year, though.
So
So if it's not clothes or jewelry, what's your first big purchase going to be?
My first big purchase is, and I've already called my parents, I'm going to be trying to pay off the debt and the rest of the house that we have back up in Cleveland. But, you know, I really don't have a selfish purchase as of yet.
All right. Do you guys get the sense, you know, given everything, given last season, and given all the signings, that you guys are maybe on the verge, just amongst the players, you're on the verge of something special, something big, that you all are among the contenders in, you know, for the Super Bowl for next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't been this excited for a football season since I can remember. I think with the way we ended it, with the way the whole, you know, with the way everything it looks like it's headed, the genuine enthusiasm that everybody has, this is an exciting time to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
If I can follow up on that leadership question real quick, what's the value of having guys who were drafted here and have come up here as opposed to signing, as opposed to using this money to sign players from elsewhere?
Well, I think if you have a good culture in place and a good leadership in place, bringing guys up through the draft is great, because then that's all they see. That's the only thing they see. But, you know, two free agents, I think, were huge, especially for the leadership of the defense, with D'Amico Ryans and Connor Baldwin. I think they've been outstanding in terms of their approach to not just the game of defense, but the weight room, off the field, all that stuff has been outstanding for us. So there's ways you can always address it. But in particular, I think those two free agent signings were huge.